Let's take a look at five players who are finishing strong up next on Fantasy Baseball Today Express. Welcome in to FBT Express on Thursday, September 25th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Chris Towers. I want to take a look at five players who are finishing strong and discuss whether or not this will change how we feel about them in 2026. And first up, we have Jackson Merrill, who over his last 16 games is hitting .318, seven homers, an OPS over 1,100, hitting the ball extremely hard, putting it in the air, and it obviously is resulting in big production. Chris, what do you think? Will this change or make you feel better about Jackson Merrill for next season?
You know, I was pretty surprised when we were talking about this on the big show that you and Scott seemed to be more down on Jackson Merrill than me, because I still think he should be ranked as like a top 15 outfielder, certainly in roto leagues next season. I know he only stole one base, but he's dealt with hamstring and ankle injuries. He also, if you remember back in June, went on the IL with a concussion. He only missed 7 days, but concussions are the kind of thing where even if you're cleared to play, it's not always necessarily that you're 100%. If it slows your reaction time a little bit or affects your vision, you know, you could still be able to play, but it might just hold you back. He had an 823 OPS and was hitting 304 when he went on the IL with that concussion. So I remain very bullish on Jackson Merrill, and yeah, I'll take any reasons to be optimistic, because I am inherently optimistic about him.
I can see being in on Merrill next year. I just don't know that you'll have to even rank him as a top 15 or draft him as the top 15 outfielder. I feel like you'll get a better discount on him, but maybe that's just me hoping with Jackson Merrill. Next up, we have Luis Castillo, who was incredible against the Rockies. 7 1/3 innings, one hit, one run with 10 strikeouts. Over his last four starts, he has allowed just 3 earned runs over 25 1/3 innings. Chris, will that change how you feel about Luis Castillo for next season?
No, and this is fun with arbitrary endpoints, because, yeah, the last four starts have been great. The 5 or 6 starts before that were absolutely horrendous. One of the worst months of Luis Castillo's career. And I think we're nearing the end. I'm not saying he can't be a useful pitcher, certainly for, you know, the Mariners, or if they trade him this offseason, whichever team he ends up with. I think he's still a valuable innings eater in like a Jose Barrios, Chris Bassett type role for what they've done for the Blue Jays. But as far as Castillo being a consistent difference maker, I do think we're pretty much done there. All the peripherals are worse than they've ever been this season. XERA over 4, FIP is .389. Strikeout rate by far the lowest of his career. I just think Luis Castillo at this point is just a guy.
What about Francisco Alvarez, who went 1-for-2 with a walk in his 11th home run? Updated numbers since returning from the minors. He's played 38 games, hitting .286 with 8 home runs and a .968 OPS. Does this, you know, strong finish affect how you feel about Francisco Alvarez for next season?
Yeah, but not just because of the last, you know, couple of games or whatever. It's that whole time since he got demoted, and I include the fact that he hit, I think, 12 homers in 26 games at AAA before getting called back up in that, because they sent him down specifically to work on stuff, and he immediately started crushing the ball down there. Then he's come back up and hit like the version of Francisco Alvarez that we always hoped would show up. 968 OPS, 8 homers in 38 games. The average exit velocity has been like 93, 94 miles per hour in that time. The only thing is, I sound very optimistic. I'm saying all these nice things. I'm very excited about Francisco Alvarez. And then my rankings, my first draft rankings are going to come out next week on the FBT newsletter, and he's not going to be a top 12 catcher. That's just because the position's so strong, though.
Yeah.
He might be 13, he might be 14, he might be 15. Either way, I think Francisco Alvarez is going to be a high priority number two catcher for me. If I want to really wait in a one catcher league, even, I think I'd be okay with him as my starter. I don't think there's going to be that much separating him from the top 12. And he's not going to turn 24 until November of this year. Like, as I think he's younger than Agustin Ramirez. I think he's the same age as Kyle Teal. Like, all these guys who had great rookie seasons, Francisco Alvarez has been around for a while. So I do think there's more room for a breakout than most people think.
And as loaded as the position is, it could be even better. Scott pointed this out on the full-length podcast. There are three names who won't even have catcher eligibility to start next season. That's Ivan Herrera, Carter Jensen, and Moises Ballesteros.
All pretty, of whom could be starters next year.
Pretty exciting players in their own right. So it is a real great time for catchers in fantasy baseball. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back in, FBT Express. We're taking a look at players who are finishing strong here, and that is exactly what Tanner Bibee has done. Clutch start here against the Tigers, 6 innings, 1 run with 5 strikeouts, and over his last 4 outings, it's a 130 ERA, a 0.76 whip, right around a strikeout per inning. He's throwing this cutter harder too, which seems intentional and has led to some success. Chris, will this matter to you for next season with Tanner Bibee?
Yes, because I think it takes Tanner Bibee from a guy I wasn't interested in at all last season to someone who I do think should be drafted in most leagues. Like you said, it coincides with the cutter. That's always been pretty much his best swing and miss pitch. Last season, I think it was a 36% whiff rate. This year, it's been more like 30%. But throwing it harder, not necessarily a bad idea because his fastballs have taken a step back this season. And so he needs to figure out something to get that back. The changeup's been very good lately. The cutter's been awesome. I think this does take Tanner Bibee from just a largely non-factor for me in 2026 to someone who probably not as a top 150 pick, but someone who should be drafted in most leagues now.
The last name here is Matt Shaw, who went 3-for-4 with his 13th homer and 17th steal here on Wednesday. As is the case with a lot of rookie hitters, very rough second half, got demoted at least once, maybe a few times, but came back and in the second half has looked pretty good, .267 batting average, 11 homers, 6 steals, .859 OPS. Is this second half enough for you to have optimism when drafting Matt Shaw for next season?
You know, there are grading scales, and I think optimism is further on the scale than I'm willing to go. Hope, I think, is where I'd go for Matt Shaw. I still have hope for him. Obviously, he was a first-round pick, breezed through the minors, put up big numbers. The problem is the underlying data is really bad. He is not hitting the ball with authority at all. The only home runs he has hit have been to the extreme pull side, which is actually not a great thing when Wrigley Field is your home because it's actually a really hard place to. It's deep down the left field line. It's shallow down the power alleys. And so I just don't know if he has the pop to hit it to the power alleys consistently. So I'm not giving up on Matt Shaw. The athleticism is nice. I could see a step forward as a base stealer next season now that he's got a year under his belt. But the lack of power is really concerning. Even when he's been hitting the ball over the fence, he has not been hitting the ball hard. And so he's more like a corner infield option for 2026 than someone. Certainly, I would not want to draft him as my starter at third base, even at a weak position.
All right, for more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today Express, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye!
Paramount Podcasts.